You may remember back in October, the Home Secretary criticised Cheshire Police for how few officers they employed from black ethnic minority backgrounds. And that was because just over 0.5% of their force is from those communities. Or in other words, they employed just 12 officers from an ethnic minority. At the time, Cheshire's Chief Constable, Simon Byrne, said he'd even consider lobbying for a change in the law to allow them to use positive discrimination. Well, Cheshire Police's latest recruitment drive comes to an end on Friday, and BBC Radio Merseyside's Mike Perkins has been speaking to Cheshire Police's Deputy Chief Constable, Janet McCormack, about whether anything has changed this time round.
It's always been important to us that we are reflective of the communities we serve in Cheshire, and we don't have in some ways the most diverse communities, but it's important that we do attract a whole range of people to policing. And some of it is people don't see it as a natural career in policing, and others it's about providing support to help them through the application process. So that's where we've really taken it from, to get awareness across people about what an outstanding force we are and how good it is to work for Cheshire Constabulary, but what a rewarding career it is in policing. And the second thing is to provide that extra, if you like, hand-holding to help them through the process, because even with sort of simple application process, that can be quite daunting for people. So what we have done is looked at going to community groups to raise awareness, and then done a number of workshops where we've had applicants in, we provide them with buddies and help. We do simple things like, if they're worried about the fitness test, we take them down and they can try the fitness test to test themselves out and get help from us so that they can understand how they can get them to the standards that we want. And that application as well provides support to help them with that application process. We're here to help them if they want a career in policing and they've got the skills, then to help them through a process that enables them to join Cheshire.
So this time round, you've obviously got a recruit drive which is coming to an end shortly. I mean, have you had people coming to you for things like help with the fitness test, for example?
Oh, absolutely. I've been on the number of the workshops myself, and sometimes it is that. Sometimes, particularly actually with our female applicants as well. We've never stopped last year. We were still recruiting throughout last year. And although the application process is open for a short window, it does close on the 22nd. It's great that we've had 200 applications already that have come through. And we are, from this round, looking for about 60 applicants. We will be opening that later on in the year as well for further recruitment, because we hope to take on about 180 people this year.
So you have actually had people coming forward from black and ethnic minority backgrounds?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, as I said, I've done a number of those workshops, and it is sometimes understanding, you know, help with the application form, particularly if English isn't the first language. We can provide support for that. And sometimes what we do is we buddy them up with people that can give them experience of what it's like to be in policing, but also help them through the interview process. Because actually we get people that might be worried about that, but have got the absolute skills, particularly around things like social care and mental health backgrounds, you know, some absolutely excellent applicants that can bring those skills into Cheshire.
And I know, as well as the ideas of going into community groups and colleges and things like that, there was also the idea floated of perhaps borrowing officers from other forces where they've had success to get them to come in and sort of be seen to be that officer in the Cheshire area. I mean, is that still something you're looking at?
Perhaps the word borrowing isn't right, but what we always do is look for talent so we get the best police officers that we absolutely can for the communities of Cheshire. And so we do look at advertising for transfers, because sometimes people see the opportunities within Cheshire, but also at rank as well, because obviously we've got a process that is not just about recruitment, it's around progression through the service as well. And so we look at transferring officers at rank as well to bring in those skills to help us police Cheshire.
And if that doesn't happen, is there still this idea of positive discrimination on the table?
I suppose we've got to exhaust every barrier and every option that we've got. And that could be something that we could consider. And it'd be something that, you know, we may have discussions at a national level on. But at this stage, I don't think we've done everything that we can to really help and support people through a process that sometimes they find daunting. And actually, sometimes it's the simplest things that you can do. As I said, do you know what? Don't worry about the fitness test. Come and try it. It's those simple things that can enable people to get through a process and really provide excellent policing in Cheshire.
That's Cheshire's Police Deputy Chief Constable Janet McCormack.